This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician-recommended brand.
It is! The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. You could be here in Georgia with me. You could be in New York with super producer and host Ryan Hickey. You could be in California. You could be in Canada. You could be in Edmonton. You could be in Miami. Man, you could be on your way to check out Game 7. Of the Stanley Cup Finals. Good for you. Have fun. We got a lot to do over the next 2 hours. This show, though, it gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Did you miss a minute? Did you miss a second? You can always hit rewind on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Thank you to everybody listening live on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, Sirius XM channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, all you have to do is ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. And boom, we pop right on up. Okay? We've already talked about the Stanley Cup Finals. I'm waiting on the puck to drop. The game is not going to end while we're here on the air. But I'm going to be paying attention. We talked about the Cleveland Cavaliers having a new head coach in Kenny Atkinson. We talked about Scotty Barnes and his new contract. Congratulations to him. Toronto Raptors. We talked about the Los Angeles Lakers. We just heard from J.J. Redick. J.J. Redick says, I don't care about any outside noise. I don't care about anybody's perception outside of what we got going on in our building. Okay, J.J. Redick, let us know how you feel. Talked about Scottie Scheffler winning the Travelers Championship. Edwin Diaz getting the boot for cheating. 10-game suspension for having sticky stuff on his hands. And as we continue on with the show, we got some good news. Packers look like they have a plan to move forward into the future when it comes down to management. Also, in about, 20 minutes from now, we're going to have a conversation with Todd Dunn Go longtd.com, follows and keeps up with everything Dallas Cowboys. And, you know, before we went to break, and if you want to participate in the show, the phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We were talking about, like, jokes. Franchise jokes. You know, like the New York Mets. Busted three times for cheating. Three separate pitchers have gotten popped for cheating. Scherzer, Smith, and Diaz. Okay, we know Max Scherzer is trying to stay healthy down in Texas. The days are over. Okay, but anyway, I said the Mets are a joke. And then I went to another New York joke, except for they play in New Jersey. This is the New York Jets. The Jets have been and are a massive joke. They have Aaron Rodgers in as their starting quarterback. Man is 40 years old. He may take an ayahuasca trip every now and then to get his life together, whatever. We got no idea what happens with him. The entire New York Jets organization is in the hands of Aaron Rodgers. Everybody. If it doesn't work out with him, they're going to stink. I mean, maybe there's a succession plan. Maybe they get lucky. You know, they drafted the quarterback out of Florida, FSU. Maybe they should be so lucky. But it's the New York Jets. What can we expect? But if there is a team that has a bigger profile than the Jets, if there is a team that's a little bit more of a joke, it's the Dallas Cowboys. Why? Because is there any type of surprise that on a Monday morning we get news from Ty Dunn, who's going to come through and join us in about 20 minutes. It's been reported and said that he's taking the approach right now of Mike McCarthy that he is doing the best that he can and that he's getting fed up with Jerry Jones, his owner for the Dallas Cowboys. And can anybody really be shocked? This is a Jerry Jones who made Mike McCarthy pretty much twist in the wind at the end of the season. This is a Jerry Jones who has not only his starting quarterback, but also his head coach sitting around right now on expired deals, okay? They're both lame duck. Jerry Jones, and I've said this because I think it's the most accurate description for how this man decides to run a team. Jerry Jones runs the Dallas Cowboys like it's the Hunger Games, like every man for himself. Like these guys are Roman gladiators. Let's throw them into the pit. Let's see what they can do. And every man for himself. And so from a fan base, from an organization, from the players, from everybody, why would any human being have any level of confidence that the Dallas Cowboys are going to be worth a damn when you don't even know if you're going to have a job tomorrow? Like, do you either want to put confidence in the team or do you want everybody to sweat? We already know what the Dallas Cowboys do every postseason. They get in. They end up looking at the 49ers. Or maybe they get shocked by another team. And they lose. Hi to the Packers. It's just par for the course. And so why would things be any different for a Dallas Cowboys team that also have to tell you, what the hell did they do here in this offseason that would make you say they're going to be different? What have the Dallas Cowboys done for on the field that makes you say, oh, man, I can't wait to see them, you know, go out there and drop, I don't know, hundreds of points and walk away with 10, 11, 12 victories and compete for a Super Bowl? Like, there's nothing there. In the case of Jason Garrett, Jerry Jones, you just let him sit around for way too long. In the case of Mike McCarthy, Mike McCarthy probably can't wait to be fired. And so, I mean, Hickey, we talked about this in the last break. You think about disaster franchises. You think about teams and organizations that just make mistakes. I don't know what it is with the Cowboys, because they can win and they can look good in the regular season. When they get to the postseason, they fall apart, and they are just... they're a circus all by themselves.
You're 100% right, and it all goes back to the one guy, right? Because this has been a constant now for 25 years. You can change the quarterback. You can change the coach. You can change the entire roster. One man, and I guess really two men, because his son has been there the whole time, too. Two men have been there the entire time, and there's not a coincidence, right, that they have come up short and really can't win the big game, even though they've changed out everything you can change out. Jerry Jones cares more about the attention, more about the media, more about the Q rating and the value of the Cowboys more than he does winning big games.
You don't think Jerry Jones wants to win another championship? You don't think that's a priority?
I think it is. I think a bigger priority for him is staying relevant.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, we had RJ from 105.3 The Fan here in Dallas. When did we talk to him? 3 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago?
See, I was going to say about 3 weeks sounds about right.
And he talked about how much in Dallas, it's a spread out. Jerry Jones at this point is more of a figurehead. He wants to, you know, be the name associated with the stars. He's a GM, per se, for Dak Prescott. And Jerry Jones isn't thinking about the guy at the end of the bench and what have you. And I certainly understand that. You would think, and maybe the Dallas Cowboys, similar to the Los Angeles Lakers and the Yankees, maybe they are so much of a mom and pop that they don't get it. Maybe it's too ego-driven. Maybe son can't tell daddy, like, we need to, switch things up. Because I honestly believe Jerry Jones wants to win a championship. He wants to win a title. I think he wants to do it before, I don't know when, but before he expires, okay? And so for the Dallas Cowboys, to think about where they're at today, where they could be in October, November, and where they could be again in January or February is scary. Dak Prescott could seriously decide, I don't want to be here, okay? Mike McCarthy is probably going to get fired regardless of what they do. They can go to the postseason again. And if they don't walk away with a Super Bowl, I don't even know. Maybe an NFC championship. I don't even think that would secure Mike McCarthy's job into the future. So the Dallas Cowboys, they're like a walking wounded. If I really got to think about it, I wouldn't even know who's in a quote-unquote worse position. Is it the New York Jets with their I can just wake up and do what I want quarterback? Or is it the Dallas Cowboys who basically have an owner who just is like, man, whatever the wind blows, that's where I'm going to go that day. It's some tough going for both teams. At least the Dallas Cowboys, some of their fans can look back at the 90s. Jet fans? What the hell are you looking at? 1969? We got to go back that far? 1969. New York sports, man, what a drought. The Mets, 86. Knicks, 73. The Yankees, 2009. I know Yankee fans not happy about that. And the New York Giants are seemingly getting further and further away themselves. Hickey, I told you, there's something in the water, man. It's bad.
New York, yeah, it's where right now, unfortunately, championships go to die.
It's the anti-Boston.
You want to hear a stat I heard today that's just sickening about Boston?
Uh-oh, here we go.
They just ended. It was a 5-year drought of championships in all four major sports that the Celtics just ended. That was the longest span, 5 years, that one championship in the four major sports since the late 80s, early 90s.
Excuse me, say that again?
Yes. The Celtics, since 01. My apologies, I screwed that up. From 86 to 2001, right. Boston did not see one championship in their city. Basketball, football, hockey, baseball. Now, that was the second longest stretch of a title drought has been this last 5-year stretch of Boston. That was just 5 years. Think about that. Was considered a drought for them without winning a title.
Five years.
How sickening is that? 5 years.
5 years.
New York's going on 13.
And you would think with all the professional sports teams, especially New York having an opportunity to quote-unquote double up on things. The fact that you can look at two baseball. There's only one base. They only got one of each up there. Okay? You got the Patriots. You got the Sox, the Celtics, the Bruins. There's one. New York has two football teams. How many hockey teams? Do we count the New Jersey teams too? No, right?
No? I would say no. I don't think they count.
No. Just Islanders and Rangers?
Islanders and Rangers.
You got two there. You got two basketball teams. If you want to count the Brooklyn Nets, I guess you have to count them. Two baseball teams, the Yankees and the Mets. They got double the chances of actually winning something, and they just can't. And speaking of the Brooklyn Nets, nobody cares about that team. Hickey, are they still doing an NBA draft this week? Is that still happening?
You know what? I've forgotten. What is it, Wednesday in all seriousness?
The NBA draft is 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday. 2 days of it. Two. For what? They couldn't wait until next year? Why were they rushing to do 2 days? Nobody knows who Alex Saar is. Nobody. This man is from France. He's been playing in Australia. He's been playing on the other side of the world. And I think with good reason. The NBA hasn't taken the same approach as, Victor Wembanyama when it comes down to promotion. Not that exciting. The NBA hasn't promoted any of these guys. You'd have to take a look at some of the college players coming in to actually say, hey, I know Klingon, he played at UConn. I don't know why the NBA decided to kind of rush into making this a two-day draft. I don't know who the hell is coming out next year, but wait until next year. What are you rushing for? Here's another element, by the way. The presidential debate is on Thursday. So I don't know. I think the NBA might actually be bumping up the time so people can watch what will be a, without a shadow of a doubt, a riveting, entertaining presidential debate. Hickey, I don't know any other adjectives to use for the debate, but interesting will certainly be one of them.
Fireworks, I'm sure, on both sides will probably be there as well. Yeah, that's. I'm excited to not be here for that. That's for sure.
Oh, listen, bro. Hickey, by the way, the debate is taking place like a couple blocks from me here in Atlanta. Couple blocks.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Good luck trying to get to the studio on Thursday.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh,
yeah, well.
Man.
I don't know. People will be outside protesting. I don't know. It's going to be a mess out here.
Oh, boy. Jeez. Have fun.
Yeah. Well, I'll be on the air. I'll be here ready to roll. I'll be ready. And I'll check out the debate after. I'll watch the draft live. I'll do my show. And I'll be sure. I think catching up on the debate will be inevitable. Let's just go ahead and put it that way. The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to chat with the man who helped share the news, Mike McCarthy, not necessarily feeling the vibe out in Dallas. Ty Dunn is going to join us from GoLongTD.com. I need to let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at WesleyFinancialGroup.com. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. We'll talk more Cowboys on the other side. Don't move.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. An NFL team wins 12 games every season, goes to the postseason, it feels like every year, and they get embarrassed on the way out every season. And it looks like the Dallas Cowboys might be in store for a larger embarrassment at the end of this season. What happens with Dak and Micah and CD? What happens with Mike McCarthy? We have no idea. And so it's been reported for a long time now by our guest here, Tyler Dunn, as well as others now, that everybody's kind of on edge with the Dallas Cowboys. To talk about what's going on, the status of McCarthy and everybody else, we're being joined by Tyler Dunn from GoLongTD.com. Tyler, thank you for taking the time.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, JR. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Now listen, Tyler, you have talked about this and via publicated works and published works for weeks now, that the Dallas Cowboys, everybody's kind of on edge. What's this latest hubbub that people are paying attention more so to Mike McCarthy, who's ultimately a lame duck coach? What's going on?
Right. I mean, it's always been bizarre in Jerry's world. I think that's obvious to everybody who passes through there. I've talked to players and personnel and coaches, and everybody who works there says, yeah, it's a little stranger. And frankly, a lot of them do love working for Jerry Jones and say he was good to them. I mean, people that I talk to for this kind of reporting. But also it's strange. I mean, there was an anecdote in the story that you referenced. Somebody in the draft room at one point just said, yeah, there was about an hour or two in between picks, and Jerry Jones just dives into the most raunchy, inappropriate story of his, sexual escapades in front of everybody, including his daughter sitting right there. So, yeah, it's strange. It's very strange there, and it shouldn't surprise anybody what's happened this offseason. I mean, this is kind of what they've done for a while now. They hate dead cash. They hate dead money. They hate paying people not to work. And when I say they, it's specifically Stephen Jones, the son, who has obviously gained a lot of power over time. And I think there's a lot of push and pull with Jerry and Steve, back to the Deion Sanders signing in the early 90s when Jerry wanted the big splash, Steven didn't. That's well documented, but this has gone on for 30 years. And I think that Steven is always trying to rein his dad in, and that's good many times, right? We think back to moves like the Roy Williams trade, right? There's things that Jerry has done that have not worked out. But you look at today's NFL, if you have a quarterback that can win in today's NFL, they've got one in Dak Prescott, it behooves you to try to win, to sign veterans, to push money into the future. Maybe you don't go full New Orleans Saints, but you should at least try to get Dak done at $50 million a year, because guess what? More quarterbacks are going to keep signing. And now Dak can realistically ask for $60 a year, and you're kind of screwed. I mean, unless you plan on Trey Lance being the guy after this season or starting over completely, you've got to pay Dak and CD and Micah Parsons. Their timing is just completely off. And I think Mike McCarthy, I've been told, is getting fed up with everything.
Tyler Dunn is joining us from GoLongTD.com. When you talk about Mike McCarthy being fed up, he's a lame duck. He has no teeth in this upcoming season. What do you think is most realistic? Because there doesn't appear to be room even when you look at the roster and who's been brought on and who's left, I would say from the outside looking in, there's no reason for optimism if you're a Cowboys fan.
There really isn't. I think the middle ground with what they're trying to do here with Mike McCarthy is just a million times worse than either other choice they could have done. I mean, when you lose to the Green Bay Packers in that wild card game, the way that they lost, I think there's a lot of people that half expected Mike McCarthy to get fired and for Jerry Jones to find another coach who can maybe maximize Dak and CD and Micah Parsons and all this weaponry and everything that they have. They didn't do that, and they didn't extend Mike McCarthy out another year or two to give him that sense of security that we believe in you. Instead, it's, well, we don't really believe in you. You're a lame duck. We don't want to pay you not to work. So your job's completely on the line here, and oh, by the way, we're going to let this thing get to mid-June to late June to now we're looking at July without locking up our star players. It's absolutely ridiculous. The well-run teams don't let it get to this point. And I think that Mike McCarthy has every reason to be upset. Now let's take a step back, at JR, and say, all right, well, shouldn't he have known this going in? I mean, Jason Garrett went through all of this. I mean, back to Bill Parcells. I mean, Bill Parcells actually had some personnel control. It drove Jerry Jones nuts. You know, I was told that at one point Jerry Jones basically looked back and said, I would rather almost lose and have control than win and see somebody like Bill Parcells have control. No. So it's always been kind of messed up there in Dallas. So Mike McCarthy probably should have known to an extent going in. I'm sure he did know to an extent going in, but I don't think he knew it was going to be this messed up and that it would get to this kind of extreme, because look at their top competitor there in the NFC East. You've got the Philadelphia Eagles with strong ownership, a strong GM, and they're getting deals done, right? At the time, Jalen Hurts' deal seemed like a ton, like a huge – now it's – I don't know where it ranks. What is it, like sixth or seventh amongst the quarterbacks? So right. You've got to get that thing done, because that allows you to then talk to a Dak Prescott and say, okay, now let's look at your 2024 number. For the betterment of the team, let's get that down now that you've got your security for the future, and we'll go get you another receiver. We'll go get you another lineman. They could have done so many things by getting Dak Prescott done several months ago.
And Tyler Dunn is joining us from GoLongTD.com. When you take a look at all the names that you mentioned, whether it be a coach in Mike McCarthy or CeeDee Lamb, Dak Prescott, Michael Parsons, for the actual players, like, who is most likely to go? Is it Dak? Do you think we really might be looking at his last year in Dallas, or do they have no choice but to keep him and pay him whatever?
Dude, that's the $60 million question, whatever it is. I'd say up until recently, I've been thinking, of course they get it done. Like, how could you not get this done? You've lived the world of not having a quarterback as Jerry Jones, like every owner has, and it ain't pretty. I mean, you're just constantly searching for the next guy. If you don't have the guy, say what you want about Dak in the playoffs, hasn't always been pretty, but the numbers speak for themselves. You know that he's a top 12, a top 10, hell, you can make the case top 5 or 6 quarterback, and you can win with Dak Prescott if you take all of these other steps. So up until recently, I was thinking they'd find a way to get it done. I mean, they kind of waited around forever the last time they reached a deal with Dak Prescott. But I didn't think it was going to get to this point, this close to training camp. So I guess anything's possible, man. Like, maybe they don't want to get locked into a contract with somebody who, in Jerry's mind and Steven's mind, hasn't been winning the playoffs. Gun to the head, I think they get something done. I think they know they've got to get something done, and it's going to be a deal that they're going to look back and really wish that they got done sooner. They're going to overpay. But you know what? I think anything's possible at this point. I mean, who knows? If I'm trying to get inside of Stephen Jones's head, Jerry Jones's head, I don't know if I even want to go to that dark place.
Well, Tyler, I don't want to be morbid, but Jerry Jones is 81 years old. It's been almost 30 years the last time the Dallas Cowboys made any type of appearance in an NFC championship game. Does this not – I would think that there'd be more pressing issues. Not pressing issues, but they'd be more pressed to try to, you know, execute something right now while he can remember it. But it doesn't seem like it at all.
You're not alone in that sentiment. You know, people who have worked alongside Jerry Jones, they kind of shake their head for that reason. Like, you're not getting any younger. And wouldn't you, at this point, 3 decades removed from the Jimmy Johnson split, realize it's smart to hire GMs and coaches and let them do their jobs? You know, Will McClay has definitely gained a lot of power over the last few years in that draft room. Their drafts have been pretty good. I mean, they draft good players, and then they don't really know what to do when they get to that second contract, because that's kind of when ownership steps in. That's when the money comes into play, and they screw up the timing of everything. So you would think Jerry Jones would get it. Like, just hire somebody that knows how to handle the timing of those contracts. Hire good coaches and let them do their thing. Stay out of the way. And he cannot help himself. He needs to be the center of attention. That's why the Dallas Cowboys are one of two teams in the NFC that haven't reached the NFC Championship game since 1995, the other team being Washington. Hello, Dan Snyder. I mean, common denominator here, bad ownership is what holds you back in the NFL. Just, you want an owner who's going to pay a lot of money, and he'll pay a lot of money, but often not in the areas in which he should. And you want an owner that's just going to empower people and stay out of the way. He can't do it. He's got to be in that locker room, holding core, the center of attention. And at this point, if Jerry Jones doesn't get it, then the Cowboys are going nowhere. And it's a shame, because, look, I've been really critical of Mike McCarthy out of Green Bay and how that thing ended. He proved me wrong. I mean, he's proven schematically he can keep up in today's NFL. We saw it last year. And I feel bad for him that he's stuck in Dallas with this owner.
Yeah, Tyler Dunn is here with us from Go Long TD. Well, we both agree the Dallas Cowboys not looking all that optimistic for competing for a Super Bowl. Is there any team that you take a look at this offseason and you go, oh, they did a damn good thing this year? Any team that you're really looking forward to maybe turning things around?
You know what? Let's just stay in the state of Texas, right? I mean, the Houston Texans. Here is a team that represents the clearest path to contention in the modern NFL, and you've got the quarterback on the rookie contract. And not only that, he's incredible. I mean, C.J. Stroud was fantastic last season, especially working with Bobby Slowick, just solutions built into every play, it seems, and knowing where to go with the ball. And then you go out and you get Danielle Hunter. You trade for Stephon Diggs. You sign Joe Mixon. Will Anderson is going to be a star. To trade up and get him was such an underrated move that was chastised at the time. So smart in retrospect. The Texans are ready to make that leap. I think they're right there with the Chiefs, with the Bills, with the Bengals in the AFC to potentially get to the Super Bowl and win it. There's just so much talent there, and you've got the right people in charge. D'Amico Ryans is an absolute stud of a head coach. There's a reason guys play their hearts out for him when they had 19 on IR. That's the thing, right? Like, we think, oh, how was C.J. Stroud going to kind of duplicate what he did as a rookie? Well, he was hurt, and everybody around him was hurt, and now he's got more weapons around him and a better defense. I mean, the Texans, I would not be surprised at all if they get to the Super Bowl.
Wow. Well, we know they certainly have a young team, and that's the scary part, is that they can certainly go out there and get better. And Tyler, you would think that would also be a reason to kind of drive Jerry Jones and the Cowboys to do some damage, knowing that the Texans are on the up and up. But I guess we'll see how things end come, I don't know, January or February for the Dallas Cowboys and also for the Texans. Hey, Tyler, thank you so much for taking the time. Where can people follow you and your work with GoLongTD.com? What's the socials, all that good stuff?
Yeah, I appreciate the time, JR. You got it. GoLongTD.com, all of, we try to take a look at teams behind the curtain, what really is going down here in the NFL. A lot of chats with execs, coaches, scouts all over the league, and also a lot of humanizing player profiles, sitting down with guys for hours to hear their story. So, to subscribe, it's just $8 a month, $50 a year. No ads, no sponsors, just completely powered by the people. So, appreciate everybody signing up.
Hey, well, thank you, Tyler. We'll catch you on down the line when the season gets going, or maybe when the Cowboys do something else crazy.
Reach out anytime. You got it.
Thank you so much. That's Tyler Dunn of GoLongTD.com. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. You know, Tyler just documented how we have the Dallas Cowboys who don't know how to get out of their own way. And it's a management issue. It's an ownership issue. We come back on the other side of the break. I'm going to tell you about a team that is actually doing things the right way.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, thank you so much to Tyler Thank you to Tyler Dunn for joining us in the last break from GoLongTD.com. He basically shared this news a couple of weeks ago, and people have really started to catch on. Now, just over the past 24 hours about how Mike McCarthy might already be a little sick and tired of Jerry Jones. Well, I mean, you've been with the Cowboys, time flies. 2020, this man took over. He went 6-10 the past three seasons. He's gone 12-5, and we all know about another disappointing loss, this time to the Green Bay Packers, that smashed them in the wild card round, 48-32. And so thank you to Tyler for joining us. Make sure you go ahead and check out GoLongTD.com. Ironically, in the oddest way possible, the team that knocked them out of the postseason, I just told you about the Green Bay Packers, they actually have what appears to be a succession plan. We know the Green Bay Packers don't have what you would traditionally call normal ownership. They don't have a full-time owner. You know, you can sell shares to the fans and everybody gets their little slice of the pie, but pretty much the Green Bay Packers, they have to vote in a new president and a CEO. You think about Mark Murphy. He's been president since 2007 of the Green Bay Packers. They won a Super Bowl in 2011. They've been to the playoffs every year from 2009 to 2016. They went on a streak. And even right now, it looks like they have one damn good a quarterback and a solid future in front of them when you think about Jordan Love. And so in the opposite way to the Dallas Cowboys, the Green Bay Packers look like they actually have their you-know-what together to move things forward. And so Ed Policy will come on board. He will be their new president and CEO. This man is going to take over, as I told you, for Mark Murphy. Mark Murphy, who's been around since 2007. Why in the world that you can have a team without traditional ownership that things actually work? I don't know. Maybe it's a word, and it's called accountability. You know what they say about power? It's toxic. Let's take a listen. This was reported up in Green Bay, WBAY-TV. They talked about Ed Policy taking over as president and CEO.
Breaking news just into our newsroom. The Packers have formally named the successor to Mark Murphy, the team announcing that Ed Policy will be the organization's next chairman, president, and CEO. Policy will take the helm on July of next year at the Packers' annual meeting of the shareholders. At that time, Mark Murphy will officially then retire from his role. Policy, who's entering his 13th year overall with the Packers and seventh as chief operating officer, was elected by the Packers board of directors this morning in a unanimous vote.
Hickey, I think we'd have, and I would say, of course, everybody isn't going to hit the jackpot like the Packers. They really went from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers, and it looks like they have their next quarterback of the next 10 years in Jordan Love. I mean, we can talk about all the money getting thrown around to QBs with Trevor Lawrence and Burrow making 55 per. Jordan Love may not, you know, outpace all of them when it comes down to the cash, but he's going to be right up there. And so for the Green Bay Packers to have that consistency at quarterback, there's a little bit of luck involved in that too. Because you got a Brett Favre who's an Iron Man. You have an Aaron Rodgers who's relatively healthy and one of the best quarterbacks ever, and then you found your next franchise guy in Jordan Love. I'm not expecting that for everybody. But don't you think if teams, from an organizational standpoint, had a little bit more systems of checks and balances, don't you think we'd have more teams and franchises that have a little bit more life than teams with, like, overlords?
Oh, 1,000,000%. I think you're 100% spot on about that. Like, sure, every team needs some luck, right? But I think you can also argue that good teams, if you're well thought out, well planned, like, you can make your own luck. And so, like, you see so many teams that either aren't anticipating for the future, so you can't pounce when an opportunity presents itself to get better, whatever that may play, you know, player acquisition, coach acquisition, whatever. Like, there are certain teams that get quote-unquote lucky breaks, but they are also prepared enough to be in a position to where if something does happen, they're ready for it. And like you said, when you kind of have a lot of these, whether it's a GM that really has the ear of the owner and he's in power, so there's no real fear of getting fired, or a coach that wields the power, or an owner in this case like Jerry Jones that just does whatever the hell he wants because he wants to, like, yeah, when you kind of lose that fear, or there's no one really questioning, are we sure about that? Like, do we want to try something else? It leads to, like I said, I think like a lack of accountability, and just you see a lot of errors made that could be prevented.
Yeah, and this is the other great thing about, you want to talk about continuity. I gave examples of continuity on the football field at the quarterback position for the Green Bay Packers. Ed Policy, this man has been their vice president and their main lawyer since 2012. It's not like they're finding somebody off the street and just like, we need a new guy to take over for the Packers. This man, general counsel, he has seen every contract, every deal, and not just for the players. This man knows what the hell is going on inside of the organization. He can take a look at what he wants to change. And he's been their COO since 2018. And so to give this a transition period of a year, this man has been in transition and knows what's going on for the past, I don't know, going on, you could say, 10-plus years. Like, he's ahead of the game. Good for the Packers. And I talked about how their ownership structure is different than, I don't know, Woody Johnson owning the Jets or Mark Davis owning the Raiders. The Packers are publicly owned. They're a nonprofit. And they have an executive board. And so it gets voted on, as you just heard in the news clip, who's running the team, who's operating the team. And if that guy sucks, you know what they do? Hickey, what do to that guy?
Boot him.
They give him the boot. If only everybody should be so lucky not to have to rely on a ridiculous owner. And I'm sorry, my apologies. I know Michael Jordan is no longer the majority owner of the, Hickey, what do they call that stupid team in Charlotte?
The Hornets.
The Hornets. They might as well still be the Bobcats, right? What difference does it make?
Exactly right.
You know what they say about a tree falling in the forest? Wouldn't it have been nicer? Yeah, you don't know nothing. You don't know. Let me know when Lonzo Ball plays a game too, by the way. Is it? No, I mixed them up. They don't. None of them play.
LaMelo, the madman driver that puts everyone in Charlotte on, you know, on alert.
He, he allegedly ran over a kid's foot who was asking for autographs, right?
That's right. And now he's restricted to driving his go-kart on his rooftop because he can't be trusted in the streets.
So one allegedly ran over a kid's foot. The other brother who didn't make the NBA stole glasses in China. And then the other one needed a donation? Like, what does he have? Like a fake knee ligament from a transplant? Was this person alive? Or what? I don't even know.
He has a knee transplant. And the one kid has no foot because of LaMelo. The other brother has no knee because of himself, I guess.
Wow. Anyway, if Michael Jordan actually had a thought, and if Michael Jordan actually had an idea, could you imagine what the Hornets would be like if Michael Jordan, if it wasn't necessarily his sole choice or his sole decision as to who was going to run the team? I mean, if you think about that from a Dallas Cowboys perspective, what would the Cowboys look like if Jerry Jones wasn't making the decisions? And we could say this for every single team. And I don't know, maybe this is a template for the future. But when you got billions of dollars and you can decide what you want to do with it and what you don't want to do with it, I would say the Green Bay Packer fans, they're lucky, man. They're fortunate because there's a lot of teams, there's a lot of fans, there are a lot of cities that would love to have that type of continuity and at least have a system where no rogue idiot making all of the decisions just drives your franchise into the toilet for years, and sometimes decades. I say hello to you, Angels. Sorry about Moreno. I say hello to you, A's of what city? I don't know. I guess still Oakland, as you're, I guess, not stuck with Fisher because he's leaving. Like, that's the worst part about sports. You got to live and die by the guy who runs the team. And a guy who runs the team, sometimes he could just be an idiot. And those are the type of things that you can't fix. That sucks. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. If you want to holler at me, it's simple. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll give you an update on what's going on in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals between Edmonton and Florida. We'll also give you a wrap-up on everything that's taking place today, so don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.